Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
Hi, Melissa Carter is no different than the rest of us. We all go out with these great intentions of getting board games and stuff like that. We play it once, and what? It just ends up.
I know. I had this great experience at this party. There's a bunch of people at this party, and there were a lot of people who were couples and some that weren't. And the host of the party, you know, when you drink in a little bit, then they bring out the board game. And they had the newlywed game. And it ended up being so much fun because there were a half of us that were paired up that were strangers. We didn't date the person we were with. And then the half of us were couples that had been together 10 years, 5 years, whatever, and it became a challenge for us who had never been together to beat the people who should know each other very well, and it was funny when that happened. So I thought, that's an incredible experience. So I bought the newlywed game, and it's been collecting dust in my closet for a little while.
But
so
until this morning.
Until this morning.
Do you remember how cheesy this show is? This is probably way before your time, Jen Hobby.
And then, I think I've seen it, though.
And then the couples are sitting in their seats, and they move the whole set together. Yeah. And yes.
The colors on it were bland. They used, like, I've seen it in reruns, too. I think they're still running them on, like, the Game Show Network,
yes,
where the mics are those really long ones with the little ball on top. The little juju bee on top. All right, so today it's the Burt Show's first newlywed game, and we have paired off into teams. Melissa and I form one team. Jen Hobby and Jeff Dollar, the other married team on the newlywed game.
This is either going to prove or disprove my theory that we all know each other better than our significant others or best friends, partners, you name it. I think the four of us know each other better.
That might have been the better newlywed game right there, is to pair two of us up and then to pair up like you and Ryan.
Right.
And see who would do better. The host of our game is one producer, Tracy.
Hello. All right, so here's the thing. Melissa, I'm sorry, yes, but I didn't like the newlywed questions.
That's okay.
So I completely changed them.
All right.
And I gave you guys these 31 questions. I came up with 31 questions. I gave them to you guys beforehand, and you guys all answered them and sent them back to me. However, I don't think you guys were very honest. Okay. So I'm going to give you an opportunity to re-answer these questions.
Good, because I don't remember how I answered them originally a couple days ago.
I can't either.
It was like 4 or 5 days ago. I can't remember what I wrote.
Why don't we do it this way? Because you're the one that has the problem with some of the questions. Ask us the questions that you have the problems with. We will answer as though we did, and then you have to call us out when you feel like we're not answering honestly.
See, I don't want to do that because then all of a sudden I'm the bad guy.
Well,
like, my intention was...
already hate you.
My intention was to make this game fun. So if I had given you the questions that were in the box that Melissa gave me, it would be things like, Bert, what's Melissa's favorite color?
Orange.
And then Melissa would say yes, and then we'd all go, yay, 1 point for Bert and Melissa.
Was I right by that, by the way?
Not really, but orange.
Okay, then we would have said, eh,
pink
and then
or
no
purple.
Point. Yeah, no point for Bert and Melissa.
Rainbow.
So I thought it would be more fun to make this a little more let's be honest-ish. Which I did, and you guys were far from honest.
Tracy likes to see us fight.
It's not
well,
that
because she's in a room 40 feet away.
It's my responsibility to make this game fun, so
right,
that's what I did.
Okay.
Well, you are the queen of fun.
Right.
I think you've proved that time and time again. But her real goal here is to push Jen Hobby out so she can be sitting in that seat doing the entertainment buzz every day.
Right.
What? Guys are always trying to make the women fight. Stop it. We all get along.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Stop it.
You said you wanted honesty.
We love producer Tracy. Stop it.
All right,
so
know,
if we promise not to get mad at Tracy, will you call us out on the answers you didn't think were accurate?
I'm not worried about you guys being mad at me. I'm worried about the listeners hating
me. Oh, they already
me
hate
again.
You.
Yeah. You're way
don't
past
worry about that.
Don't
stop.
Nobody likes you.
Let's get started. Stop.
All right, fine. So let's start with the guys. What I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you guys each 5 questions.
Yep.
And then you give the answers, and then we'll compare them to the answers that Jen and Melissa have already given me.
Okay.
All right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yep. Yes.
So they will be actually answering them, trying to predict what we answered.
Sure.
Right.
Okay.
And then I've already got your answers to that.
Okay.
So I'm answering these as they pertain to Melissa.
And
correct,
if we forgot what our answers were last time, these answers supersede what we've written down. Is that... Yes.
You're okay, guessing what Jen wrote down, and she has what Jen wrote down in front of her.
Oh, okay. So,
correct. Right.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. So, question number 1 goes to Bert.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do question 19, which is, what would your partner say that you think you're good at, but you really aren't?
Hosting a morning radio show is what I'll go with.
Melissa said grilling.
Grill. All right.
So, Jeff, I ask you the same question. What is something your partner says you think you are good at, but you actually aren't?
Telling jokes.
Yes, very good.
Very nice. Yes!
Woo! Yes!
Who is it?
Is that pre-recorded?
Yeah, we got a laugh track and everything.
Who is that?
I know, I was looking around.
All right, so you guys are up 1-0. Nice job.
Okay.
So you don't think Jeff is funnier than Jeff thinks he is?
I think Jeff thinks he's really good at telling jokes, but I don't think that he is, because I think most of his good ones come from producer Tracy and Phil IMing him from the other room.
That's what I was thinking.
It's funny.
Okay, Bert.
Yes.
Who would your partner say they admire more than anyone else?
Millie Pete.
Yes, Millie Pete.
Yeah.
Yay.
Thank you very much. 1-1. Yeah.
Which is Melissa's mom, by the way.
Yep. Yeah.
Jeff, who would your partner say they admire more than anyone else? This is not a hard one.
Yes, it is, because I know what I answered, but then I'm thinking this could be someone else. In the butt, Bob.
The laugh track. That's good.
I'm going to go with her mom.
Wrong. She said her husband, Ryan.
Oh,
that was bad.
It's become very Stephen Vicky, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Can I get Rob Stadler in there?
Okay, Bert. If your partner had to eliminate one member of the show, who would they pick?
Does it include just the people in this room?
No.
Jen Hobby.
Melissa?
I said me, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Oh,
so you're wrong.
Safe.
That's a safe answer.
That was so safe. And you're not calling BS on that?
Well, she had...
I don't know why I'm talking like this.
You're trying to talk on Tracy's level.
She had a good reason. She said myself for more sleep.
Did I say that?
Huh. I'm witty.
Man, I wish I would have taken that way out. Okay.
All right, Jeff, if your partner had to eliminate one member of the show, who would they say?
Obviously you, because you're gunning for her gig and it's so apparent.
No, she also said herself.
Also said myself.
Dumbass.
Such a chick move right
it
there.
It was, man. I didn't even know that was an option.
Why? You're a member of the show, right?
Yeah, but I didn't think you could do that.
Cheating.
Damn.
Cheating.
I think I also wrote down to get more sleep.
Did you?
We must have filled this out on a really tired day or something.
This schedule sucks. Yeah. Check me out.
Okay, Bert.
Yeah.
What would your partner say is the strangest article of clothing that you wear?
I don't even remember. I can't remember how I answered these. The strangest piece of clothing that I wear. The shirt that I have on right now.
Melissa said graphic t-shirts.
Graphic t-shirts.
Like t-shirts with strange graphics.
You identified everything that he wears.
That's
everything.
That's all he wears.
Yes.
Well, there's no other odd thing he wears. Jeans,
lousy
shoes,
way out.
And... What?
They get a point.
Whatever.
Jeff's getting all mad.
What would your partner say is the strangest article of clothing that you wear?
The strangest article of clothing I wear?
Yeah, smart man.
I can't remember.
I wear athletic jerseys.
She said Braves jerseys.
Yeah, that's a point. That's a point. Yes. Nicely
good
done.
One. Good one.
Yes.
Because just before a month ago, you never wore an athletic jersey ever.
That's true. I know.
But now that you're the host of Turner Field, it's all the time.
I didn't own six of them.
Right.
He even comes in sometimes and talks baseball with Bert, which is very impressive because Jeff's never been a sports person.
And he's referring to the Braves as we, as he is the organization. We won tonight.
I am the organization.
We beat the Rockies.
Jealous. Bert is clearly jealous.
Okay, last question for the guys. Bert, besides the early hours, what would your partner say they hate most about this job?
Besides the early hours, what does Melissa hate most about this job? The post 10 o'clock work.
Melissa?
I forgot what I put, honestly.
You put lack of energy.
Lack of energy, yes.
Ah, damn.
Is anybody keeping track of what the score was?
Yes, I have it.
Oh.
Of course. course our host is.
She's the host, dude.
She's got an Excel spreadsheet already formulated over there, and it's color-coded with our points.
Well, what is it?
Right now, the score is Melissa and Bert, 3, and Jeff and Jen, 2.
Kicking their ass.
However, you have an opportunity to even out the score right here.
All right. What does Jen hate about the job?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You, because you're gunning for a job, and she knows it.
You gotta stop that. I would not write that.
Okay. I'm just going by what you say in our private conversations.
It's a very Jen hobby answer.
Pillow talk.
Hey, you could, the host can't give his.
What does it start with?
Like Alex Trebek going, it's in Europe. Europe.
I made up the rules. I can do whatever I want.
Other than the sleep, not getting to see her husband.
No, Jen Hobby said nothing. I only hate the hours. I can't think of anything else.
Oh, did you really put that?
You're going to call her out on that?
I really couldn't think of anything else because, you know what? I remember that this is the day we filled it out. Is the day we met J-Lo. So I was on such a high. Like, I was on such a buzz after the show. Like, you know, I met J-Lo today.
That's
like,
okay. Because
nothing's bad.
We're winning. Him.
Yeah, we're winning.
So do we come back in 2-2, or do the girls answer now?
They That's answer
the
now.
Connection.
Well, the score is 3-2, actually. Bert and Melissa are in the lead.
Oh, you're so young.
All right, so the girls are going to answer now, right?
Yep. Yes.
Hold on, let me change my pieces of paper.
Of course. To the second manila folder.
All right, so it's...
She actually built a diorama of the Newlywed Game set so she could visualize it. In a shoebox.
I want to build another diorama. Those are fun.
I want that laugh track to be operating through our entire show.
Melissa,
like, what if we have Jermaine Dupri come in when he says something funny? You
we hit
that?
It.
Please don't. Please don't.
And we can't. If you hit that, we can't act like there's anything.
We can't
wrong.
Acknowledge it at all. He'll be like, "Damn, been partying for 3 straight days."
Or if he makes fun of someone, you hit the boo. But we cannot acknowledge it.
Melissa,
good times.
If your partner were to draw a caricature of you, what body part would they exaggerate?
Oh, God.
Can you put an ego in a caricature?
Yeah, give him a laugh track. Because he's witty.
Is Phil back there? I am in you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, because he's a man, boobs.
You're right.
Of course, man. Of course. I don't know. I hit the wrong button.
Okay, Jen Hobby.
Oh, God, Tracy, it's not that funny.
Yeah, I think it's a... All right. Jen Hobby, if your partner were to draw a caricature of you, what body part would they exaggerate?
Little boobs.
Yes, he said boobies.
Very nice. We were all... We were right here on the boobs thing.
Boobies. Boobies.
All right, Melissa.
Save that, by the way.
Out of the two people on the other team, who would your partner rather hang out with?
Jen Hobby.
Wrong paper. Yes, Jen
Hobby. I was like, what?
I'm like looking at... Never mind, Jen Hobby.
She's looking at the mauve sheet, not the lavender sheet.
Right. So we got it right.
Well, yes, except, Melissa, you changed your answer.
I didn't say he would hang out with Jen.
No, you said Jeff. I was surprised by that. That's why I said you weren't being honest.
She was honest now?
Yeah, no, I don't
nice
know
point,
why would
Parker.
Be Jeff. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
They want to go throw up together.
Okay.
Get drunk and throw up together.
Oh.
Like the interns.
It's like, huh?
Jen Hobby.
Hobby would pee herself. I'd throw up and she'd pee herself.
No, she wouldn't.
Out of the two people on the other team, who would your partner rather hang out with?
Melissa Carter.
He actually said it's a tie.
Well, that is a cop-out.
Oh, you're such a liar.
Oh, dude, that is a chick answer. I expect that from the girls.
It depends on whether alcohol is involved or not.
So I get the point, right?
You do get the point.
Yeah. Where's my laugh track?
That's Bill.
It depends on if there's alcohol involved or not.
You can't request a sound effect. Is this the last question?
No.
We're not doing all 31 this morning.
No, we're doing 10 questions.
Oh, good Lord. Oh. What are we on?
2. Feels like.
8.
Okay.
Okay. Melissa and Bert. Who would your partner... Wait, I just did that one. No. Who would your partner say is the biggest gossip on the show?
Ooh. And it just involves the four of us?
No, well,
apparently
it doesn't
not.
Have to.
Doesn't have to? then if it intern Jen.
Oh, damn it. That's a good answer.
That is a good answer.
It is a good answer. I didn't think of that.
But it's wrong. He said Jen Hobby.
Yeah, I said Jen. I went with Jen Hobby on that one.
Jen Hobby, who would your partner say is the biggest gossip on the show?
He would say me.
You're right.
Intern Jen's a good one, though. Phil Turan is
a
little...
should have thought of that.
He's got a fast-moving little trap as well.
Melissa Carter, what would your partner say that you think you're good at, but you aren't?
Oh, God. I think
I don't even remember. I remember being stumped at this, like not being able to...
I was shocked by your answer.
Whoa.
We'll find out why after the break.
I remember being stumped and just throwing everything down, joking about it. I can't give you
hints. What did I write down? I don't remember what I wrote down. That I think I'm good at, but he doesn't think I am.
Right.
I don't remember what I wrote down. Did I write down something about being something work related?
I'm not allowed to give hints, apparently.
Oh.
Alex, is it in one of the Asian countries?
Something work related. I think that's what I wrote down.
He said you're actually not good at delivering the news.
I was joking, though.
You can't joke about your answers.
I even wrote down on there joking.
No, you didn't.
I couldn't kiss. I did. I put kidding. I did too. I put
you
kidding
did
on that.
Not. You just wrote delivering the news.
See, I couldn't now think Tracy's of anything. Trying to get rid of Melissa.
I know, right? I could come up with nothing. I had nothing.
All right, Jen.
But I said something work related. He said news, so we should get the point. Right?
All right.
Yeah.
It's Melissa's competitive juices coming out right there.
If he gets half and half, depending on alcohol related, and Jen gets the point, then we get the point for that. Yeah. So, yeah.
You do?
I agree.
Oh, hell, give it to him.
Give me the X.
We'll kick their ass.
I think we get the X.
We'll take him out, Hobby, when we play Sale of the Century.
Okay.
Last question. What would your partner say that you think you're good at, but you aren't? Jen Hobby.
Entertainment buzz.
I don't think that's what I answered.
I thought for sure that's what you would write.
I don't think it is.
About me.
And Jeff, I'm calling BS on this one because you're not this nice. You said, I don't know that she truly thinks she's good at anything, but surely in a Jeff Dollar world, you would have come up with something you think she's not good at.
Yeah, I think Jen is, I had the same struggle that Bert did because I think Jen's always trying to improve herself.
Yeah, I had nothing on that.
All right.
Crisis.
I'll tell you what, I don't think she's very good at playing the Newlywed game. I'll tell you that right now.
Melissa and Bert, you guys know each other better than Jen Hobby.
Yeah!
It feels good.
Yeah.
I don't care what it is, so long as it's competition and we win. Yeah. Like, Jen Hobby's looking at me right like, now, like, oh, you hate losing.
Half-assed, halfway, something work-related. Crap answer.
Oh, you got the point for him saying that it was a tie, depending on if alcohol's involved and who I'd hang out with. So.
You're going to have to live with this loss your whole life.
It's only because he didn't want to offend Bert with his answer. That's the only reason why I said both. Much rather hang out with you.
Don't be hurtful. Don't be hurtful, you bad loser.
Or maybe he doesn't want to hang out with either of them.
Hey, Melissa, answer this. Who's the worst loser on the show?
Jen Hobby?
Yeah, I had that.
The Bert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.